Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, our speaker, Steve, will now share his experience for 15 minutes. So Jamie, if you'll do 15 minutes. Steve, do you need a 10-minute warning or anything?
Oh, yeah, 5-minute warning, just, yeah.
Yeah, so at the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, if you don't, you'll never get me to shut up.
Okay, that'd be great. So Jamie can do that for us. All right, our speaker, Steve, will be sharing his experience for 15 minutes on the bedevilments. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon or good morning, wherever you are in the world. My name's Steve. I'm an alcoholic, an addict, and probably could join most 12-step fellowships if I look closely enough at all my other avenues or third alternatives, as I also like to call them. Thank you, Danielle, for asking me to share my experience around the bedevilments, because those were the things that 8 years in, I was thinking of committing suicide sober, driving down a motorway with two beautiful children and my partner in the car, wondering what it would be like to drive in front of a car, in front of a truck coming the other way at 60 miles an hour. And that's sober. The idea of drinking and using, that had gone. But I was coming apart at the seams in all the areas of my life, especially in the bedevilments, having problems with personal relationships. And for me at the time, my biggest problem of a personal relationship wasn't my partner. It was my son. And I was trying to control him, and he didn't want to be controlled by me. And at the time, he was sending me to places, really dark places that I'd never been, even in my addiction. I'd never been to these places that he was taking me to. And I was lucky that it was suggested I go through the steps again. Now, I'd been through the steps 10 years ago, and 8 years in, I hadn't been through the steps again. And then I met a guy from BBA who took me through this work. And it was a revelation to see where I was in the bedevilments, to see how the manifestation of the spiritual malady, to see where it was manifesting in all areas of my life. I had a whirlwind going on inside, and I didn't even know it. I was that asleep to what was going on in my life. I couldn't even see it. And I just felt I was prey to misery, depression. I felt useless as a father, as a partner. I couldn't make a living. I was on benefits for my health. I just felt useless in all areas of my life. And then I had to go through this work again, and it really was an eye-opener. Looking at where I'd replaced God with me, because that's what this program is. This program is God. Whatever it says in the book's just the book. That just gives us the access to that power. And for me, that's God. And I had to look at all the areas in my life around the bedevilments where I had become agnostic again, where I thought I could do a better job than God. And it was everywhere, especially around the children. Like I say, I'm a latecomer to having children. I was 52 when we had our first son. I was 1 year clean and sober. I mean, I was in a treatment centre, and they said in the first year, get a plant. Well, I did. It was a recovery plant. It died. I recovered. And they said in the second year, get a small animal. Well, I already had a cat, so we ended up having a child instead. Yeah, so it's been, God has a plan, and it certainly wasn't the plan I imagined when I got clean and sober. It's the best plan he ever put in place for me, and it's revealing itself every day. And everything was great for a few years. And like I say, coming up to 8 years, I hadn't been through the work again. I was taking people through the work. I was in meetings. I was doing meetings. I had service for H&I. But I'd lost that contact. I'd lost that contact. We talk about that conscious contact with God. So the most important word in step 11 is improve our conscious contact. Well, I wasn't improving. I was disproving, if you want to put it that way. I was coming apart from God. God wasn't leaving me. It was me leaving God, thinking I could do a better job. Now, I knew he could keep me clean and sober because he had done. But I'd started to think I could do a better job at running the other areas of my life. Me telling God, you look after this and I'll sort the rest out. And luckily, he showed me how that works in my life when I try running my life on my will and without his guidance. And it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all. So I had to go through, especially for me, the fears, they were the biggest, because I was running on fear. Is fear an emotion or is it in motion? Well, I'm told in the book, driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. We step on the toes of our fellows. So I had to look at whose toes I was stepping on. And I was stepping on everybody's toes. And it really wasn't nice. And like I say, I pulled away from God and I was using everything and everyone else as the third alternative. I was using sponsees. I was using meetings. Sometimes I've even asked myself, can God also be a third alternative to God? Can I hide behind God because I'm afraid of God? Well, I had to look at all these things, and I've looked at them in the past 2.5, nearly 3 years, and can see where I had taken back control of my life. And control is just an illusion. So I wouldn't need to control it if it wasn't already out of control. So I had to look at all these and get back into the center of the boat, get that connection with God. And what has life been like since? I'm not in the bedevilments, not all the time. I still go back into them sometimes because I'm human. It's because I start thinking I can do a better job. And I was given a great prayer. And my relationship with my son, my eldest son, is brilliant today. We love each other. Do we like each other? Not all the time. And that's cool. He doesn't like me. I don't like him. But we love each other. We have a better relationship today. I'm able to be there for him. And I care about what he's doing today. And this is all through going through this work, getting that connection back that I'd lost. And it has to be the most important thing. I call it the A, B's and C's. How did I get my family? How did I get all these things in my life? The B's and C's by doing A, which was getting connected to God and recovery. And if I start concentrating on the B's and C's, my family, putting them before God, then what's going to happen? I'm going to lose that because I've lost A. It's ABC for a reason in the alphabet, not BCA. So I have to stick close to God. And on a daily basis, how can I best serve my family? Because we talk about practicing these principles. And it's, am I practicing these principles in my home? Or anywhere else, because practicing them here. And say, I can go into a meeting with my captain recovery cape on and look really good. But deep down inside, like it says on page 73, I'm the actor trying to put on an appearance. And that's what I was like when I was in the bedevilment. I'm an actor. I didn't want you to see how screwed I was inside, because you might not like what I've got. And I couldn't let you see that. So I had to get out of being the actor and just be me listening to God on a daily basis. Do I have a set routine for doing prayer and meditation? No, I do it when the kids give me enough time to do it. Sometimes I go and lock myself in the toilet. Sometimes I do it 3 o'clock in the morning when they're asleep before they wake up. Because once they wake up, one's got ADHD and the other's got something called microduplications. So they've both got their own problems.
5 minute warning, Steve.
Thank you. But I'm able to be there for them today, and I'm able to be there as a loving father. On the day my son was born, my sister died 4 hours before. And this was 1 year into recovery. Thanks to the program, these 12 steps, the idea of a drink or a drug or acting out in any way didn't enter my head. I didn't know whether to be happy. I didn't know whether to be sad. So I spoke to the guy who'd taken me through the work, my sponsor at the time. And I said, I don't know how to feel. He says, that's cool. He says, feel what you're feeling. And if you're not feeling anything and you don't know, don't worry about it. Don't go looking for feelings that you might not find. Just experience what's going on. So I prayed, went to a meeting and shared what had happened that day. And I was able to be there as a son, a brother, an uncle, for the first time, instead of being there for what I could get out of it, making it all about me. I've had a lot go on in recovery. Like I say, I've had two children. I've got a 6-year-old, 9-year-old, mad as hatters. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. They make me look sane at times, but then again, I probably make them look sane. But yeah, my partner's in recovery and she's a BBA. We both are. Take people through the work now, and that's great seeing them come back to life. Not come alive, but come back to a life, to a life better than before. And without this BBA, I'm being honest, I don't know where I'd be today. Without the guy who took me through and got me to look at it, I was a train crash waiting to happen. I'm not today. I'm more aware. Do I practice these principles in all my affairs? I try to go through the traditions as they work in relationships, using the Al-Anon and AA way. And we're learning so much. Group of us from America, Canada, and here, we're going through them and we're learning so much by going through them and trying to practice them. And yeah, there's some hard questions in there that we don't like looking at, but it's great. Today I'm able to build relationships. I don't have problems with a lot of personal relationships. I have the odd ones, but I'm human and that's going to happen. But I'm grateful for this program. I'm grateful for God more than anything, because without him, I wouldn't be here today. He's the one that keeps me here. And when I start to think about me running the show, I better talk to someone and I better get back on that beam. I better get connected again and get some power back in my life, because if I don't have the power, I don't know what will happen. And that's a frightening thought. So I always have to stay connected. Stay connected with you guys. Stay connected with God. Stay connected with the meetings as well, because it's a whole package, unity, service, and recovery. And how do I do that? It's not just in meetings. Unity, service, and recovery is how I am with my family. Do I have unity with my family? Am I of service to my family? And are my family recovering with me as well as me with them? And so it's a whole, this is a whole package. It's not a pick and choose. And that's what I'd started to do. I started to pick and choose the bits I liked out of it because there were bits I didn't want to look at again. But I'm glad I looked at them. And I am going to shut up because anything else I say is just going to be ego. So thank you for listening to me.